Good morning, children. Welcome back. Today we'll see the last topic of the lesson, Socialism in Europe and the Russian Revolution. The last topic is the global influence of the Russian Revolution and the USSR. The possibility of a workers' state fired people's imagination across the world. In many countries, communist parties were formed, like the Communist Party of Great Britain. The Bolsheviks encouraged colonial people to follow their experiment. Many non-Russians from outside the USSR participated in the Conference of the Peoples of the East in 1920. The Bolshevik founded Comintern, that is an international union of pro-Bolshevik socialist parties. Some received education in USSR's Communist University of the Workers of the East. By the time of the outbreak of the Second World War, the USSR had given socialism a global face and world stature. Yet, by the 1950s, it was acknowledged within the country that the style of government in the USSR was not in keeping with the ideals of the Russian Revolution. In the world socialist movement, it was recognized that all was not well in the Soviet Union. By the end of the 20th century, the international reputation of USSR as a socialist country declined. But in each country, the ideas of socialism were rethought in a variety of different ways. Now we have come to the end of the lesson, Socialism in Europe and the Russian Revolution. I hope you have understood the lesson. Thank you, children. We'll meet in the next session. Bye till then.